Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. Banks is over there.
All right, I'm Banks.
I'm Ryland.
It's Ryland there.
Einstein. Clever dude.
Very clever.
Commonly accepted fact.
Yes.
When it comes to women, though, he also knew what he wanted.
Yes, he did. I've seen the film.
So for his second wife,
yeah,
because the first one did not prove to be satisfactory.
Good man.
He
yeah.
decided the best thing to do would be to issue a list of demands so everyone knew where they stood.
Brilliant. That's
I
great.
I think you'll like this
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, that's really good. He's my hero.
Here goes.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
You will make sure that my clothes and laundry are kept in good order, that I will receive my three meals regularly in my room.
Good girl.
That my bedroom yeah. and study are kept neat.
Yes.
Especially my desk is left for my use only.
Of course.
You will renounce all personal relations with me. They are not completely necessary for social reasons.
Brilliant.
You will forego my sitting at home with you, my going out, or travelling with you.
What's wrong with this? There's nothing wrong with this.
You will stop talking to me if I request it. You will leave my bedroom or my study immediately without protest if I request it.
Normal demands.
You will undertake not to belittle me in front of our children,
oh,
either
yeah.
through words or behaviour.
Oh, brilliant. That's great.
Why get married?
What? Nice. Good one.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
This is High FM. Let me just play this audio. This is the audio from the April Fool's Day gag.
Yes. Hilarious.
This is on our Facebook page.
Not working. Yes.
Hilarious. George's face. And George in
brilliant.
Bits.
That was it then, was it?
Hey.
Happy April Fool's Day. Yeah.
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 So she's still killing herself.
Oh, the old ones are the best.
Is it an old one?
Yeah.
Is it an old one?
That and the phone. You know the phone one?
No, what's the phone one?
When you've got a landline,
yeah.
you tape down the bits
what bit?
Underneath the receiver so that when you pick it up, there's no dial tone, there's nothing.
Oh, right.
Or if
okay.
someone rings you, you just know, can't do anything about it.
Phone is still ringing.
That's a classic.
So George put a picture of her face neatly under my mouse.
That was really neatly as well.
It was. That's the first thing that I noticed. But literally for a split second, I didn't. I didn't think that my mouse was working. The little icon on my screen just wasn't moving.
Sat down and started shouting.
I did not start shouting.
You did a bit.
Maybe for a second. It was just like, what's going on? And then I tapped, but I couldn't see the red light. You know the laser light yeah. underneath? I turned it around. Oh, yeah, Ryland. There she is.
That was all I needed. It was just a nice little low-key prank. No one got hurt. No one got upset.
Yeah, but what would have happened if I would have lost it? If I would have absolutely swung the gag back on you, knew it was a gag, but I started smashing the place up.
Did you see what Heinz did?
No, what did Heinz do?
They said that they were launching chocolate mayonnaise.
Right.
I fell for it.
Did you? Like.
I noted it down to talk about this morning. And then I looked on Facebook this morning and I was like, I'm really pleased I saw that.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Good morning.
Good morning. So let's just say you are walking and you're walking through the mall and you come to a shop. The shop's got a door.
Right. And very standard so
yeah,
far.
Yeah. And I'm standing there. You don't know me. And I go in, but I don't hold the door open for you so you can come in.
Well, you're rude, aren't you?
Yeah.
And so I'm basically, like, you just let it slam in my face.
I let it slam in your face.
Nice.
Okay. So does that annoy you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Of course it does.
Okay, now picture this scene. So you're in front of me and we're going into the same shop and you hold the door open for me. I walk in and ignore you.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? I don't say thank you to you. So what's more infuriating, when somebody doesn't hold the door open for you or when you hold a door open for somebody else and they don't say thank you?
When they don't hold the door open for you.
That's more infuriating for you.
I would say slightly, yes, because
right.
literally having it slammed in your face is rude. Otherwise, I've got the upper hand because I did the right thing.
Yeah.
But Do you know what also is annoying?
What?
When you're behind someone and you're going through multiple doors, okay. So do the thanks.
Yeah,
oh cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there.
Thanks,
yeah,
tart. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm out of words. And you literally slow down enough. So that they could just let the door go because you don't want to do it anymore.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever been behind someone and you don't want to talk to them? You don't even want to say thank you.
Yep.
But you slow your step down. So you're at that distance where they don't actually have to hold the door open for you.
Or you stop because you've just got to do something on your phone for a few minutes.
I've just got a message. Yep. I've just got to deal with this. I don't want to do that. Yesterday in the lift, there was a dude. You know the lifts that we use?
Yes.
Right? So a dude comes up. He's standing there. I go, all right. Give him the old nod. All right, how's it going?
Lift nod.
And there's three lifts there. And one of them came fractionally first. So I moved towards that. He doesn't want to come in with me.
He's listening to the show then.
Obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
This is High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Sunday was April Fool's Day.
True that.
And I didn't play any pranks until yesterday because
No, that's another thing. You can't do it after midday.
Well, I know that, but just the way I was thinking, I thought the person that I did this to would be fine with it. Haha, April Fool's Day. I saw Ehab from OHI yesterday.
Right, you decided to go for the CEO.
Yeah.
The day after April Fool's.
And I was kind of late, but I thought he'd take it okay. I played the classic handshake buzzer prank on him.
What happened?
I fly home Thursday.
Well, it was always going to happen, wasn't it?
Robin Banks and George Ryland. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Here's what you missed!
What are you doing? You're not doing a video for the rabbit, are you?
I'm just going to take it. Oh, dear. Oh,
is he falling over? Even he doesn't want it. Yeah,
no. That's the way, even he's got a picture with Uncle Nudo. He can't really do the thumbs up. Did you want something?
No, I didn't. I was just asking you if you were going to do a video with that rabbit because you were doing your hair.
Oh, okay. I was just going to take a picture with him.
A man in England died in a cinema after he got stuck in a seat trying to retrieve his phone.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, this is not a great story, is it? I die in a cinema every time I see how much it costs for a bucket of popcorn.
He did actually die, like, last week.
Too soon?
Possibly, I don't know.
FM. Take a seat. Robin Banks. Right over there. George Ryland.
You all right?
Yeah.
What's up?
You know when you spot some dirt and then you spot all the dirt and then you get a bit freaked out?
Millennials have a reputation for being very non-confrontational.
Just a little delicate.
And this definitely backs that up. How do you think a millennial would rather be fired?
I'm going to say by text message or WhatsApp.
Text or WhatsApp, right. Yeah. According to this, most millennials say that they would rather get fired by a text or a WhatsApp message.
I can understand that.
Yeah. 86% of them also prefer to do all of their work communications with text or a WhatsApp message.
No human contact. No. Whatsoever.
Only 14% like doing things in person or over the phone. I like those 14%. Hello. Roll on, snowflake.
Here we go. Wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
It's High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning!
And today's page 4 of the Muscat Daily, the Your Say section, health concerns in Oman. Do you think obesity is a public health concern? What are the factors leading to people being overweight? And there's loads of people commenting. Very important, right? Very, very important.
Right.
But the most upsetting thing is the picture that they've used at the top there. See the picture?
Yeah.
Of fat bloke's torso with a burger.
Why does that upset you?
Can you imagine being that bloke? Now, his head isn't in the shot, right? So they've not used his head.
Yeah.
Can you imagine looking at that?
Oh my goodness, yes, because that was like a modelling job for him, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. That's obviously been taken on the street.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course.
No, maybe not though. Maybe. No. Maybe. No. They've said, we need a fat dude.
Yeah.
And he's gone, oh, I really need the money though. Yeah. And I get a free burger.
Will you use my face? No, okay, I'm there.
Yeah, fine.
But it isn't. That is somebody that they've taken on the street without him knowing. And they've just chopped his head out.
You could maybe recognise yourself from
that. Of course you could. That's like me. I sit there and I have a burger. I've got a shirt like that. I've got trousers like that. That's me. Would you call up the paper and go, oi, you're using me?
Do you want to call the Muscat Daily?
How
How did you know?
Excuse me.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
George Ryland.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
Get up.
Hi, FM.
It's Hi, FM's Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
You were saying before about things that irritate with doors. So I want to add some stuff onto the list. And okay. You actually saw this yesterday when I had opening a door mansplained to me by one of our engineers.
Hang on, did I see that?
Yeah. You came out and went, it sticks.
Yes. George was trying to get out the front door.
Yeah.
And it does stick. So it's an electronic door. You press a button and a little latch is supposed to release, but you have to give it a couple of little jolts.
Or sometimes you've got to go back and press the button again
because
it just won't open.
Yeah.
So he saw me doing this and he came over and said, you have to pull.
Hang on. So this is the engineer. He's not a new engineer. He's been here quite a while. And you've been here quite a while.
You guys. Also, I've been opening doors for quite a while.
He's seen you open doors for quite a while.
Yeah.
It's the radio station door.
Yeah.
Of which you at least open 5 times a day.
Well, since I don't live here, I must be able to get out.
Did you have your VPN on at the time?
Possibly.
That could have been it.
So my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Error.
You know it.
And then this could have gone horribly wrong, but luckily it didn't. I went to the gym.
Right.
And there were a few guys in there.
Okay.
You know when you just spot those guys who are like, I am all about this.
Yeah.
He said, no, just leave me alone. I just want to work out. You're nothing to do with me.
Okay.
So I saw him go over to one of the other guys and start telling him how to use the machine.
Love it.
And this guy looked so freaked out. I don't think he was a regular gym goer. I felt so bad for him. But I thought, no, headphones on.
It's not my business.
And he was eyeballing me.
Oh, wow.
After that.
Of course he was.
There's nothing wrong with my form. I do not want unsolicited gym advice from you.
Of course not. So what did you do?
I left in the end.
It's just the easiest thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. At Hi FM Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
Robert.
Legend.
I have sent to you an email.
You sent me an email?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
A little video I'd like you to watch.
Video. Right.
I would caption it, Pride Comes Before a Fall.
Man takes on goose.
Now, geese, if you've never come across them, are vicious. Never, never take one on.
So there's
what's up, goose?
It's an innocent looking goose there. You.
See, you're hissing at me, and you think you're all big and bad. Don't you hiss at me.
That's a loud hiss.
Don't you hiss at me.
Right, quit sticking your tongue out of me.
Is this a raging goose?
I will put you in a deep fryer.
Idiot.
Yeah, you don't do nothing but lift candy bars. You ain't tough.
He's mouthing off with a goose.
I know.
What's going on there? That's mental.
Oh, okay, so you're pulling the sleeves down. You're pulling the strap down. You're ready to fight. Oh, hang on.
It's flew at his face. Instant karma.
At Hi FM Radio. We're going to post that video now on Twitter.
Uh-oh. Hi.
Here we go.
Robin Banks. George Ryland.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland.
Hello.
Do they have spring cleaning over here? You know the way back in the UK, you have spring cleaning.
Isn't that a thing that everyone just talks about, though? Does anyone actually do it?
Spring cleaning time! Most of us talk about it once a year. You have a spring clean and you clean out everything.
I think about it. Like, I'd love to clean under the fridge and the cooker. I'm not going to do it.
Maybe you should this year, though, because according to this, it might make you happier.
It probably would a bit, actually. I'm like that.
Researchers polled 2,000 people and a few of them are like you, found that every hour of cleaning you do each week is associated with a 53% boost in overall happiness.
But also very short nails. This
This survey found people who actually enjoy cleaning are also 25% happier overall. Really?
Yeah, that's a lie.
It is a lie. It's gotta be. Try cleaning for 40 hours a week and see how happy you feel about it then, right?
Good morning to all the cleaners in Radio Land this morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Go clean team.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is Hi FM, mate.
Oh, mate, why are you going...
Do you know what day it is, though, mate?
What day would it be that your accent is kind of slipping off, Australian? It started off all right, mate.
How dare you, mate?
Sorry. Fair dinkum, though. Fair dinkum.
It's 30 years old this week.
30 years old, you say?
What is it?
What is it? Is it the boomerang? No, it can't be the boomerang. Don't be a galah, Robin. 30 years old.
30 years old?
Is it the electric barb? No, no, it wouldn't be. Is it the twin cab ute?
It isn't.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a hint,
okay, come
Robin.
On. Yeah, come on
Alf
then.
Alf Stewart is still in it.
Home and away!
Home and away, mate!
Pipper! You've changed! Is that it, mate?
That's it, mate.
Thanks for bringing that to the table, mate.
Oh, you're welcome.
What is it, mate?
What is it, mate?
It's Neighbours, mate.
Yeah, but I was talking about Home and Away, though.
Oh, mate!
What have you done?
Sorry, mate.
That's culturally insensitive.
It completely, mate. Oh, that's better. Oh, yeah, mate. Belong together.
I parked my twin cab ute in the driveway. Do you mind?
Mate, I thought you were going to sing the song. Where you are. Oh, you're not Australian anymore.
You can't do that.
My guiding star. Here we go now.
Very first moment of Uncle Captain Kim.
Oh, God.
Get on it.
Go on, higher.
Just to know.
Just to know.
You are there.
Here we go, everybody. Oh, I thought you were going to sing it.
So did I, but then the words went. Oh, that was a mess from start to finish.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday morning. High FM.
And now, on Oman's number one hit music station, High FM. The moment we've been waiting for. Ooh, George does Ryland.
Again.
Again.
I was doing my fitness video at home. It's right. Jillian Michaels one. She's massive in the States as a trainer.
Never heard of her.
She's very good. She's very motivational.
Yeah.
I've done this countless times before. I can literally speak along with her.
So you're in your front room.
Yes.
I can picture it now.
Yep. Your I move TV's, everything yeah. around. So I've got the room. I've got my mat. Right. I've got the weights.
Have you got a special
compound movement?
You've got a mat as well.
Yes.
Cool.
And at one point she does this bit where she goes, "You've got this. This is easy for you." Well, in your face, Jillian, because I hit myself in the head with a weight as she said it. She made us both look stupid.
As she said it.
Smack! I literally had to stand there for a couple of minutes. Like, what?
I'm Donna Ryland.
Damn you, Jillian.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that...
Boring.
I think it is.
I think it is.
It's Boring Meres.
Yes.
Yes.
Talk to me about juice.
Come on, then.
Right. Well, I think around 10 minutes ago or something, you were talking about millennials and getting...
Millennials.
Yes.
How to fire them.
Yeah.
Well, you forgot that somebody who's got the brain of a millennial keeps... firing people over Twitter.
That's actually good. Hey! He's good. He's done a funny. He's done a Trump funny.
All right. No.
Is that it? That's good. That's good.
Need to work on your out.
Boring Meredith.
Boring.
He does.
Oman's High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Oh. Thanks.
Yeah, hi, morning. Sorry about that. No, but you know when you have that yawn, but it never quite gets into a yawn. You sit with your mouth open for a while.
I remember it when I used to get up in the morning without making sound effects.
That's way before you met me.
We started this. Well, we didn't actually start it. We filled some time about a week and a half ago. There's this bunny in the studio.
I don't like the way you look at him. I think you're rude.
He's been here for over 2 years.
Been here forever.
And he hasn't got a name, although George said, yes, he has. He's called Bunny. And we couldn't have that. So we just threw it out thinking we'll waste like 10 minutes.
And I ended up taking him on holiday.
On our Instagram page, there's pictures of George and Bunny on holiday. So we threw it out. We said, look, you got a name, Bunny. Bunny can't be called Bunny.
This did get legs, didn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it's massive.
And Sparkles from The Office, who is over like social media and stuff, she sorted out a price.
Which is a nice big box. of Patchy chocolates. So and they're on my desk, and it's...
Oh, that's silly.
It's tempting.
So there are loads of entries, I guess, for this competition.
Loads of different names, and people have put work into this.
Yeah.
We've got Marlon Bundo.
I love that. That's brilliant. Marlon Bundo.
Kid Sparkles.
No.
Bunny.
A lot of people have been saying, yeah, George, just call it Bunny.
Right.
As lazy as you.
Honey.
Honey.
Troublemaker. No. Flash jumps to the rabbit.
You've got to think, when you name the bunny, you've got to think, what if I lose him and I have to shout for him at night?
Right, yeah.
So it's got to be kind of a butch name.
How about Fluffy Baby Carrot Cottontail Happy Feet?
No, you can't shout that out at night, can you?
I like Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Cinnabon is actually quite nice.
It's quite cute as well.
I like Cinnabon
as well.
Because
he is cute and he's clean now.
Yeah, and you don't mind Cinnabon!
Yeah.
Where are you, Cinnabon? Cinnabon, come!
Come in for your tea!
Cinnabon! Get yourself washed! What's that round your mouth, Cinnabon? I like that. I like Cinnabon.
Don't brush your teeth, have you, Cinnabon?
Cinnabon upstairs right now. I like Cinnabon.
Are we going with Cinnabon?
Let's go with Cinnabon.
Right.
Who has messaged
that
in?
Please don't ask me to say that.
If you messaged in Cinnabon, then you win.
And your Insta name is possibly pronounced Pauzan.
Yay!
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots.
Get up!
The worst of the High FM Morning Show. Morning Show. Podcast.
Ty FM, good morning.
Good morning.
Arnold Schwarzenegger underwent heart surgery last week.
He did, yes.
He had a 20-year-old pulmonic valve replaced. He's 70 years old.
Guy's doing well, isn't he?
When the word got out on Friday, a lot of social media outlets hysterically reported, and I read it, that it was emergency surgery. But that isn't the case. It was all pre-planned. Arnold had the valve put in back in 97 to treat a heart defect, and it was only expected to last about 15 years.
Did you hear what he said when he came round, though?
No, what did he say?
I'm alive!
Did he say that?
He did. So what do you reckon he said before he went down?
I'll be back. Of course. That is the official story being used to cover up the fact that Skynet was upgrading him to a T-1000.
Nice!
Thank you.
3 billion human lives ended. The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, get up.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
High FM.
This is High FM. And this is a call that George wants to make.
It's important.
It's not really important to me. But
that's your problem.
Yes. To the Ryland, it is very important. Who is this we're going to talk to? Has this person got a name or is it just the Instagram handle?
Just the Instagram handle.
All right. What is it again?
Pouzan. I don't know.
Is Pouzan expecting our call?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. Nice.
Hello.
Hello, it's Robin and George from High FM.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how
come
you
on,
doing?
Come on, ask him.
What's your actual name, for a start?
It's Mohammed Fozan.
Mohammed.
Ah, so Fozan. Fozan. So I was kind of nearly there.
Well, you were.
Fozan with the F.
Yeah.
F-A-U-Z-E-N.
You were really wrong. So his Instagram
There's
handle...
There's four A's in it.
Hey! listen, Fuzz... Mohammed. George wanted to make this call to thank you for naming that bunny.
You're welcome.
So we've gone with Cinnabon, which means you get the patchy chocolates.
Well done, you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey.
Mohammed, did you actually care, really? Or did you just enter it and go, yeah, what?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes, yeah. Actually, I just saw the post. Just was like...
But did you care, though? I mean, really? Or did you think, I'll win those chocolates? That's good for me.
Nothing like that.
They're nice chocolates, but you're the only one that really doesn't care.
Yeah, I am. I am.
You've always had a problem with the bunny.
All right, dude, listen, these chocolates have been in our reception for a couple of days, so when are you coming in?
Today, maybe.
I'd advise today, because they look really nice.
Yeah, yeah, I would as well. Because you've heard the stories about the Ryland in the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right, dude, listen, thank you very much for naming that yellow bunny. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Bye. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
This is High FM. I had the most awful night's sleep last night, or lack of it.
But you're not feeling sorry for yourself, no?
Oh, I went to bed at 10 o'clock and I got to sleep and then I woke up at midnight and then just couldn't get back to sleep. It was horrible. You know when you're lying there and you're comfortable and then after 10 minutes, you're not comfortable and you just can't get comfortable. You're too hot under the duvet and then you're too cold when you stick your leg out. You try and get just that right temperature.
You flip the pillow. Oh, it's cold. Oh, that's it. That's it. Nice. I'm asleep now. Yeah.
No, no.
Oh, no. Something else is
my
wrong.
My brain is going.
Yeah.
And then you need to go to the bathroom and you hold it in and you hold it in. Oh, you may as well do it. And then there's that little hunger pang that just hits you. Just a little one.
Maybe a sandwich.
Just a little. Hello. Take a trip to the kitchen. Go on. Go on. Do it. You can't sleep. Take a little trip downstairs. So I did that. Stuffed myself last night.
What did you have?
Oh, I had loads of nuts, some bar of whatever I found in there, and some apricots.
So I don't have any food, so I haven't got that option. Would you like a leek? No.
That would just be the worst. And then I came back, and it was, I must have got to sleep about, I don't know, 2 o'clock.
And every time you wake up, the first thing you think is, what's the time? How long
what time is
left?
It? Well, yeah, that's exactly what you do.
And then the last thing you need to be doing is looking at a backlit screen.
Horrible, right?
Good morning. Anyway,
hello. Good morning.
Your cheery breakfast show.
That's that out of the way.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
Right, forget everything you've ever been told.
Done.
Everything.
There wasn't much there anyway.
According to this, when people really focused and dwelled on their failures, right, we're always told, oh, forget about that, start again. So you've got to focus and dwell on your failures, and they wrote about them using the most brutally honest details. It improved their lives.
Really? Because yes. I feel like I'd just be depressed and sad.
The people who'd obsessed over their bad decisions would make much smarter choices in stressful situations in the future.
Or you'd be cripplingly insecure. I mean, either. But yeah, so, try that. Yeah, sounds great.
Try it out. It pretty much contradicts every piece of conventional wisdom that you've ever been told. So instead of trying to put your regrets behind you to move on, you need to fixate on them.
Like that time when it's 2 a.m. and you can't sleep and you lie in bed and you think of that awful thing you did when you were 15 and how embarrassed you were. Yeah, and then work through the years, all the other things. My goodness, you'd be there for weeks.
It doesn't matter, you'll still be happy.
Yeah.
In the end.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Right, be prepared to get really angry.
Oh, yes. I'm ready for a rock.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland is over there. Now, I'm not too sure if this product is actually necessary, but here you go, George. Okay. All right. Do you like ketchup?
Oh, I love ketchup.
Brilliant.
I literally have to restrain myself.
Great.
From it.
You can now buy sliced ketchup.
Why would I want that?
No more squirting ketchup onto your burgers like a cavewoman, George. Now you can just drop on a clean, neat slice, kind of like it's cheese.
No, but ketchup is a liquid. I mean, I know it's thick.
No,
but no, it shouldn't be in like a gel format.
No.
No,
this company out of LA created the stuff. They just put it on Kickstarter. It's not cheap. A pack of 8 slices of ketchup is going to cost you about $10. That's about 4 reels.
What?
If you're interested, you can actually order it now, George. And they're going to ship in June.
They're also going to want me to invest in this.
There's no word on if or when it might end up in Carrefour or Lulu or Mars.
What's wrong with people in LA?
There's nothing wrong. Slice ketchup.
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 Ketchup. Ketchup. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
You know, sometimes you get hungry in the middle of the night, and we've both spoken about this.
I had that the other night.
Yeah, when you find yourself having a sandwich, an unnecessary sandwich at 2 a.m.
You wake up and you want to go back to sleep, you can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit hungry and you think, oh, may as well.
Well, I actually wake up thinking, sandwich!
Just straight away.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you're not hungry, it's 2 a.m. and I'm down in the kitchen and sometimes there's no food in. Then what do you do?
What to do?
What to do? Because the McDonald's near me, it's not 24 hour.
Right.
Not that I get in the car anyway, but if, say, you did, what to do? Someone in Ireland...
Hello!
...tried to find a solution. Just have a look at that picture I've sent you.
And hang on, there's a picture. This is a news story. Thieves tried to rob a McDonald's using a massive digger.
Just slams it into the front. Now that says they're after the safe, but I don't believe it.
That'll be the top Irish radio presenter, George O'Ryland.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up.
Hiya.
Hello, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I recognise this voice.
Hello, how is George?
Straight in there.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I recognise this voice.
I don't.
Do you recognise? No, you don't. I do. I recognise you.
Chips?
It's not Chips, man.
Geezer man.
It's not Geezer man.
Your buddy.
My buddy. Who's my buddy?
What's that?
Oh, God, I hope not. No, it's not. It's not him. One sentence I'm going to say to you. One sentence.
Into the mountain!
Oh!
It's Oman Air engineer dude.
Yes.
Who's responsible for the planes.
What are you going to offer us this morning that we'll never get?
Yeah, now you have offer 40% discount.
Is that a general thing or is that specific to us?
That's a general thing, you know it.
You're so bad.
If we didn't know it, oh wow, really?
Oh.
Yeah, just mention your name when you're booking. You'll be fine. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Nothing, just I call you to say hi.
Okay, that's fantastic. We love it when you call.
Thank you.
And we love it when anybody else calls just to say hi. You don't have to have anything to speak about.
Right. We're living proof of that.
Yeah, like...
Into the mountain, guy!
Okay,
you see?
Okay.
Bye then!
Bye then!
Okay, have a good day.
Adieu. Get up!
Time to do it, let's go! Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get on up!